Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On May 6, 2012, thousands of Russians, teachers, students, scientists, athletes, pensioners, took to the streets of Moscow to demand fair elections and government accountability. This month, a Russian court convicted 8 of those Bolotnaya Square protesters of rioting and violence against police and sentenced 7 of them to jail terms of between 2.5 to 4 years. Lawyers for the defendants said they would appeal. In several protests that followed the sentencing February 24th, police detained hundreds of protesters. Several protesters, including opposition figure Alexei Navalny and opposition politician Boris Nemtsov, faced 7 to 15 days of jail time for their participation in the protests. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Marie Harf said the Bolotnaya Square trials are another example of Russians being punished for exercising their constitutionally guaranteed freedoms of speech and assembly. The U.S. calls on the Russian government to demonstrate its commitment to the rule of law by correcting this injustice. The rights group Amnesty International called the guilty verdict a hideous injustice. The head of the human rights group's Moscow office, Sergei Nikitin, told the press that the February 24th sentences were a parody of justice and called for the immediate release of those convicted. There have been numerous prosecutions of activists, journalists, and opposition politicians since 2012, including the recent case of environmental activist Yevgeny Vitishko, sentenced to 3 years in jail for reportedly spraying a fence. The United States continues to support the rights of all Russian citizens to exercise their fundamental freedoms, regardless of their political views.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.